Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Megan Conwell, staff RN at Apple Kids Pediatrics at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. She's also an MSN and a clinical nurse leader. Welcome to the program. We're going to talk today about sports physicals, and it's almost that time of year, and even though there is some uncertainty with all the school schedules and sports activities and what have you, it's still a good idea to get that physical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The sports physicals give us a chance to not only check growth and development, but to also check on any vaccinations that may be overdue or have come due. A lot of people don't realize teenagers still have vaccines that they need, especially getting ready to go off to college in a few years. So it gives us a good opportunity to really get a good visit with the patients and check up, make sure everything's going well. Typically, we get a lot of kids coming in because the school announces what time they need to have their sports physicals turned in by. But a lot of them just like to have a yearly checkup as well, and summer's just a good opportunity to do that because everyone's off school. So, but at any time, if parents had questions about vaccinations, they could call our office and we can look it up on the Missouri State website, which shares information and amongst most of the clinics and health departments in the state. So we can get up-to-date records, and then if anything is due, we can always schedule them at that time for a visit.
Yeah, perfect. Now, we're doing it a little bit different this year. It's been a number of years now that the hospital has actually come to the schools to perform the physicals, but you're going to do those strictly in-office this year, aren't you?
Yeah, because of the COVID virus and the precautions that are still in place for that, we decided to go ahead and have them done in the clinics. So they're available at our clinic, Apple Kids, in St. Genevieve, or with Dr. Brockman, the pediatrician, and some of the family practice physicians are also available at the Bloomsdale Clinic. And it just, you know, it's unfortunate because I know a lot of kids used to go to the school for that, but the hospital has put it in place that we're still going to be donating the funds, some of the funds for the sports physical to the school so that they're also not missing out on everything that they normally would be doing this time of year.
Right. $15 from the physical will go back to support their own school, won't it?
Yes, it will.
The locations, again, are going to be Apple Kids locations, and that'll be Dr. Kanani, Dr. Desai, and Gail Kraft, FNP, correct?
Yes.
And then out at Bloomsdale, you'd mentioned Dr. Brockman will be performing the physical. So that's all good. We mentioned the vaccinations, but it's also a time that you may not even be aware of something that may be internally happening with your child. There could be some underlying heart rhythms or things of that nature that you had no idea.
Yeah. The well checks, which we do, it's similar to the sports physical. They give the doctors an opportunity to check for scoliosis, which is, you know, abnormal shape of the spine, which is very common in teenagers, especially younger teenagers. And, you know, a lot of them, because they're playing sports, they've had old injuries. They just need to get things kind of checked up to date, make sure they're not re-injuring themselves. It also gives us a chance to do a basic screen for anxiety and depression as well, because unfortunately, especially amongst this COVID virus pandemic going on, there's a lot of that going around, and teenagers don't always like to talk about it to adults. So it does give us a chance to screen for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If they are going for strictly a sports physical needed to play any of the scholastic sports, they will need the MSHAA physical form, won't they? The MSHA?
Yes, they will.
And they can get that. Do you have those or strictly from the school? Do you know?
We do have them. They can also download them from the school website. And to check your school website is best because they have different forms for Valley school system than they do for the St. Genevieve school system. But we have copies of everything here as well. We just ask that people have the majority of it, their portion, filled out so the doctor can review their medical history and allergies and all that before they come in for their appointment.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I hope people take advantage of it.
We're happy to serve our community.
The phone number for Apple Kids is
573-883-4455.
And out at Bloomsdale, they can call 573-483-9492 to get an appointment with Dr. Brockman, correct? And the sports physicals are going to be performed now through June 30th. Is that correct?
Now through June 30th, we'll be donating back to the schools. after that, you know, July or August, we'll still be doing them in the clinics. It would just be a normal visit with us. It just won't be donated back to the school.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. You can get a physical anytime.
Yeah.
Just the money will be donated back if it's done prior to June 30th. So that all sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Megan Conwell, we thank you so much for being our guest today and telling us a little bit about the sports physicals that St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital will be having. Again, we'll repeat that at Apple Kids Pediatrics and also at the Bloomsdale Family Healthcare Pediatrics now through June 30th. And $15 of the physical will be donated back to the schools.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you so much. Megan Conwell, a staff RN at Apple Kids Pediatrics, has been our guest today on Focus.